Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is the first day of October, and the federal government is off today, just in case you're wondering.
If you're a non-essential worker, still all of the law enforcement, the military, also, of course, all of the benefit services will still continue during this shutdown, so don't be worried if you're on Social Security that your checks aren't going to arrive. All of that are considered essential and will continue to work during the shutdown.
I have to say, I often go out during those top of the hour breaks and I watch some network news to see how they're covering this. This is how CBS News covers this morning. Yes, it's happened. It's actually happened for the first time in however many years,
seven years.
The government has shut down because the president and congressional leaders couldn't come to an agreement. That is fake news. That is fake news. Every Republican in the United States Senate plus three Democrats voted to continue funding the federal government. Every other Democrat and Bernie Sanders voted not to continue funding the federal government. The Republicans laid a perfectly reasonable plan in front of them to continue funding it while they work out the details, and the Democrats said no. Schumer shutdown. That's exactly what this is. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have organized a shutdown because they think it might help them in the midterms next year.
And it's important for you to know what they were asking for, what they continue to ask for. $1.2 trillion, that's with a T, in additional spending that currently is not in the budget, right? They're wanting them to go back and all the recidivism that, I mean, they canceled a ton of money, right?
Right.
I mean, they went in through, what do they call that bill practice where you go in and single-handedly, line item by line item, DOGE cut over $150 billion out of various programs. They know that there's going to be an elimination of more programs next year. That's all done. That's work that has already been evaluated, already been completed, has been voted on. They want them to pull all that back. They want them to say, no, put that back in. Also, we're going to allow the Obama-era incentives on the Affordable Care Act to continue, which were going to illegal immigrants for the most part, and also to people who are able-bodied folks who are getting these things, and even though they weren't working and weren't contributing at all to the tax base and are able-bodied, meaning they are on the unemployment rolls and not seeking work, they are going to lose that benefit. And if you're for that, if you think it's okay for people to just stay home who can work and should be able to get free health care and everything else, then we're going to be at odds on
that.
We've
got the perfect person to talk about that. Richard Stern coming up from the Heritage Foundation next segment. He runs the budget, the Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation. His predecessor now runs the OMB, I believe, just to give you an idea of how important that position is. So he'll give us some insight on that and of course, maybe how Trump's plan to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. is moving forward. We'll get to all that for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Quick reminder, we turned 25 this year. The 97.1 has been on the air since the year 2000, and we're holding a birthday party on coming up on the 23rd of October out at in Chesterfield, the district by Lit Cigar Lounge out there. It's going to be outside. It's going to be inside. It's open to everyone. It's free, but there are a limited number of VIP tickets that's going to get you some food and a couple of drinks and a separate area where we'll all mingle. It's going to be a great time. Those tickets are going fast. My guess is they will sell out by the end of this week. It's $30. Now, you don't need to pay anything. You come for free. They just want you to RSVP. Go to 971talk.com/events and make your decision today. I would highly recommend you do that. We're looking forward to having a huge crowd out there on the 23rd out in Chesterfield. So please join us. It's going to be a party, no doubt about it. All right, right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Nothing is inevitable. But I would say it's probably likely because they want to give health care to illegal immigrants, which will destroy health care for everybody else in our country. And I didn't see them bend even a little bit when I said we can't do that.
No, there was no negotiation. They made a demand. When it wasn't met, they walked away. That's why it is Schumer's shutdown, unless you're listening to MSDNC this weekend.
This might just be Donald Trump's pure insanity speaking with no strategic intent whatsoever. But
well, I know I need Lawrence O'Donnell to tell me what Donald Trump's intent is. You know why they're mad, Dan?
Why?
Because they have no sense of humor.
Right.
Trump tweeted out that truthed out that video of Hakeem Jeffries wearing a sombrero. That's what they're mad at.
Yeah.
That's why they're mad this morning. Not mad that Democrats shut the government down. Mad that Donald Trump has a sense of humor and they don't.
Let's admit it. They're mad because they're in the minority. In the minority.
That's it.
Right.
Do you think Democrats should take back some of the, or tone down some of the anti-ICE rhetoric after what happened, after the shooting?
You don't think Republicans are responsible for the fact that detainees were killed?
Oh, Ilhan Omar is now blaming Republicans for the fact that one of their own opened fire on an ICE facility, aiming at ICE agents, but they missed, and they hit the illegals they were trying to protect. What? And Ilhan Omar thinks Republicans are responsible for that.
That's
a break.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Just unbelievable.
As to illegal aliens, we agree with you that... we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens.
Wow. Who, what, why
that sounded
that,
like Hillary.
Why did that voice sound so familiar?
Yeah, I'll just ignore that.
Yeah, it was Hillary Clinton back in the 90s.
No, it was 2005.
Okay.
She wasn't elected to Senate till 2000. And that was on a Senate hearing. In 2005, play that again. It's just a quick little snippet, but it's important for people to listen to what they were saying just 20 years ago.
They sounded MAGA.
Yeah, listen to this.
As to illegal aliens, we agree with you that we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens.
She went on to say in that speech that she said we should not be giving those kinds of incentives to people to come here and to think that they're going to get our health care. We need to shut the border down. It was a whole diatribe that sounded like it could have been the Republican extremist of today. You know,
yeah. Biden and Schumer have given similar speeches over the
it's
years.
Exactly
we've,
the
we've,
same.
We've played them here. Did you hear that little Southern lilt in her voice?
It didn't sound
like the current Hillary Clinton. It didn't sound like the Wicked Witch of the West. It sounded like a little Southern girl.
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette. I'm sitting here because I love him, and I respect him, and I honor what he's been through and what we've been through together.
I always loved it because the minute she became the New York senator, she lost her accent.
Lost the Southern
It was amazing how it just vanished. Yeah,
yeah, really was.
But she was the Southern Belle while she was the first lady.
She did call in with a message for you this morning, Dan.
Okay.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
I just wanted to play that for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, quick break. We'll get to Richard Stern, the budget director for Heritage, coming up in just a few minutes. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on this government shutdown. Then we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso at the bottom of the hour because ICE agents are already doing their job in Illinois, despite all of the, you know, the drop and flop by the governor up there. And they may be coming to St. Louis soon because Governor Kehoe has signed on as well. So we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso about that at 7:35. Stay.
Where are we at tonight?
Well, we just took our last vote of the day. There will be a shutdown. You know, everything happens for a reason, but sometimes the reason is you're stupid and you made a bad decision.
As only Senator John Kennedy can put it in the halls of the United States Senate, talking about this government shutdown and the budget request that the Democrats kind of stuck to. Like, there was very little negotiation from what I picked up anyway. We're fortunate enough to have Richard Stern with us this morning. He's the acting director of the Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. That's the Center for the Federal Budget up there. And Richard, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me all day.
Nothing quite like having you on the day the government shut down. Turn the lights out, huh?
Exactly. So the last time this happened, I actually was working in Congress. I can tell you all the gory details about this sort of thing.
Yeah, please do. So we've wondered about that. I mean, Dan and I have been talking about this all morning. I know federal parks might be affected at some point, non-essential employees. What's your take on what happens during the shutdown?
So, you know, one of the big things about this is there's actually no rule book. In fact, it's a lot of discretion up to the president, to the cabinet secretaries, exactly what a shutdown looks like. You know, one of the things that Barack Obama did back when he was president and we had a shutdown was he basically illegally, to be honest, had federal workers who at that point had no pay drag barricades out to dramatically wall off monuments and parks, you know, to make it look like that needed to be done for the shutdown. You know, every president's got their own way of doing it. But, you know, the truth is what Trump is going to do is prioritize essential services, make sure the government's doing its core functions, but not doing dramatic things like what Obama did, not doing things beyond that. And frankly, using this moment to highlight exactly how much of the federal government is, frankly, a duplicative, superfluous use of your taxpayer dollars.
I love that.
And do the Democrats understand the risk they're running here, that when you furlough a bunch of quote-unquote non-essential workers, that many of them may not come back? DOGE could dive into that and go, hey, where has this impacted negatively the operation of the government? And wherever they find it's not, those positions could permanently be taken out, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but I think to your point about Senator Kennedy's quote there, sometimes you do things because you're dumb. And this is what they're doing there. Look, the party of so-called large government is so supportive of large government that they are, that's right, shutting down the government, proving how little we need it, because somehow they think that's going to bring people to their side. You know, what this allows the president to do, what allows Trump to do, is lay out these plans, lay out these things in public, saying, look, this is what these agencies are required by law to do. These are the functions they serve. And we only need 5%, 10% of the labor force. And so it puts that out in public, while elected Democrat leadership are twiddling their thumbs and hoping that somehow people are going to take to their antics. This is just stupid politics. It really happens.
Yeah, Richard Stern is our guest. He's the director of the Center for the Federal Budget at the Heritage Foundation, so that the timing couldn't be better. I know you wrote a piece recently dealing with bringing manufacturing jobs back to the heartland. And, you know, Donald Trump is focused on this. He's focused on it, well, not only with the pharmaceutical industry. Yesterday, they talked about bringing more manufacturing back here, but just in general, using the tariffs and other things to get businesses to bring some of those jobs back. How's that going?
So I think that a lot of that's going pretty well, but it's going to take a while to really show up in all the data. And, you know, part of that is because, you know, it's been decades of moving companies away. And, you know, we think about trade a lot, but trade a lot of times is kind of it's the capstone on it's the tip of the iceberg on decades of malign federal tax and regulatory policy. You know, one of the things I'm looking forward to about the shutdown is all the regulators, they're home right now. They're not being paid by our tax dollars to think up new ways to stifle American industry. But I digress, right? but Trump's deregulatory agenda, the tax cuts that we just passed into law, all of those are beginning to take shape. You're beginning to see businesses say, hey, wait a second, for the first time in my lifetime, it's actually lucrative to build in America. But, you know, these things just happened, right? So it's a slow-moving snowball, but you'll see the effects for years to come.
You know, what about some of the contract work, too, that's done, whether that be through Department of Education, so many of the grants that go out for, you know, various programs that might go to private contractors or to states? Does that all get halted, all the subsidies that are pumped out every month, or do those subsidies continue?
Largely, they get stopped. So, you know, the way it works is there's legal definitions on essential and non-essential. As you can imagine, essential still involves a lot of shenanigans. It is government, after all. But a lot of those grants and things that go out the door of that nature, those are not essential. Those get held up. But, you know, let's think about it this way, though. As much as there are a lot of private companies who receive those grants, you know, usually what it is frankly, these are companies who cater to the whims of bureaucrats. That's why they live off of these grants. So, you know, honestly, I think this is a good thing. It forces these companies to have to earn an honest living in the private sector and not just rely on the largesse of bureaucrats using your dollars.
Yeah. You know, I need to ask you a question about one of your former coworkers, Russ Vogt, who's now the OMB director, right, for the Trump administration? How do you how do you when you look at what they've done and they're bringing tariff money in and all of this, is there any realistic expectation on the part of conservatives looking at this budget that we're actually going to have an impact on deficits in the next couple of years?
Well, it depends on how much you want to define impact. But I will tell you this, there has already been, right? So deficits are already smaller than we thought they were going to be. The government's already being efficient. You know, Russ, not just a former colleague at Heritage, but I have the honor of being one of the handful of people, relatively speaking, who worked for the Republican Study Committee, which he ran before I was there. Uh-huh. But, you know, RSC is one of those bodies within Congress that works to try to actually fix these problems. And he has brought those lessons there. So he's made an impact. We've made an impact. Now, is that enough to save the country from bankruptcy? Absolutely not. It's a small down payment, but it is a down payment.
All right. Well, Richard Stern, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. The timing couldn't have been better. From the Heritage Foundation there, the Center for the Federal Budget and Economic Policy Studies Director, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Interesting. No rule book, he says, on the shutdown, that it's really at the discretion of the president and the administration of what gets funded and what doesn't. This could get fun.
This could get really interesting. And the vice president's on Fox and Friends right now. We'll try to bring you some of that when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is just an unreasonable position. You're not going to shut down the government because you disagree about a funding program that doesn't even expire for another few months. So I think what's going to happen is that as the political pressure builds and as we continue to have these negotiations, you're going to see more and more Democrats come to the side of reason and reopen the government. But look, I'd offer right now to the Senate Democrats, I'm happy. I will go to the Capitol right now to talk to Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats about premium support for the Affordable Care Act, but only after they've reopened the government. You can't reward this exercise in hostage taking, which is what we would be doing if we allowed the government opening to be conditional on the Democrats' policy disagreement. So we're going to.
Yeah, so that is the vice president. He was on Fox and Friends just a few minutes ago. I wanted to play you a little bit of it. In other words, at this point, nothing's changed. I do think they're going to take another vote here today, this morning, sometime in the Senate. Who knows how long this thing might end up dragging out. All right, the other big story, if you read the headlines yesterday, Governor Mike Kehoe has approved the National Guard in the state of Missouri to come in and assist and protect, well, I shouldn't say assist, at least protect our ICE officers as they're carrying out their duties, as they've done, I believe, in Portland and other places around the country. Lucky enough to get Jeff Manasso on with us this morning from Fox News Radio. And Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, buddy. Good to be with you.
I know that people like J.B. Pritzker and the mayor and the governor out in Portland are not very happy about this, but the DHS has requested military deployment, correct?
Yes. So the Department of Homeland Security, in a memo to the Department of War, now requesting at least 100 military personnel to be sent here to Illinois in a mission that the governor, Democrat J.B. Pritzker, says is meant to intimidate, though. You know, citing violence outside the ICE detention center here in Superba, just west of the city, in recent days. DHS says the added military personnel they are needed to protect for protection of ICE personnel and facilities. So, unlike in Missouri for now, where their, you know, troops are going to be assisting and helping protect, you know, this is something we've seen play out in real time where things have gotten violent outside ICE detention facilities, and you know, during actions, even during raids, you know, you see people kind of lining up and protesting. There was a huge protest here in downtown Chicago last night that drew hundreds of demonstrators in response to the presence of ICE and federal action surrounding immigration. No word on who was behind or funding that protest, but the Trump administration says, you know, protests like that, they're going to be ineffective these days. It's a new day. They're not stopping the mission that is now, as we just talked about, is expanding. Pam Bondi, the attorney general, also sending more federal troops to ICE facilities around the country as Operation Midway Blitz, as you know, is underway here, targeting what we're told is the worst of the worst. including that dramatic raid just a couple of days ago on a Southside apartment that was led by ICE, FBI, Border Patrol, where hundreds of agents and officers, some rappelling from helicopters, descended upon an apartment building. They scooped up about 30 illegal immigrants from the terrorist group Tren de Aragua.
And several of those involved in not only drug trafficking, but also human trafficking, too, were some of the charges that came out of that. The local police have to be extremely frustrated in these urban communities because are their jobs in jeopardy if they arrest an illegal alien for a violent crime or a horrible crime and they were to contact ICE or try to turn them over to ICE? Are they literally punished for doing such a thing, or are they allowed to do that? I know they're not opening the jails. They're telling them not to cooperate. What's the cost to an officer or to a police department chief if he does begin to cooperate?
I mean, in the city of Chicago, you probably get fired for cooperating with ICE. I mean, it's known throughout the ranks that while it is your job to protect and serve, assisting with the federal government in ICE action, which is essentially in local politics here in the state as well as state politics, you can't do that. The city of Broad, for example, the city of Broadview, where that ICE detention facility is, the city local police, they've been pretty upset with the ICE action, saying it's got to stop. Border Patrol, ICE agents, the head of ICE, have been clapping back, saying, "Look, if you just do your job, we wouldn't have to do this."
Jeff Manasa with us from Fox News Radio. Yesterday, we had Illinois Congressman Mike Bost on the show, and he said he's spoken to some of these sheriffs and how frustrated they are by this. So what he's been doing is allowing his office to be a conduit. In other words, when the tips come in, they send them to Mike Bost, and his office reports it to ICE as sort of an end run around what they're trying to do in Illinois to protect these illegals.
Well, some are doing what they can, and that is one way that can be effective. Governor Pritzker continues to say in his press conference on just the other day that one thing is clear, that none of what the Trump administration is doing is making Illinois safer. A lot of people, including some officers and people in law enforcement, would beg to differ. And so they are helping where they can.
Well, and how does it differ when they call the FBI? I have a family member who serves as a county deputy in central Illinois, and he constantly works with the FBI on drug cases. How is it any different, when they're working with ICE to deport or to, retain an illegal who is here, whether they're a gang member or a violent criminal? I don't see how Pritzker sees it any different than working with the FBI, which has been happening for decades with police departments and sheriff's departments.
Yeah, I mean, on its face, there is no difference. And local governments, one would think, should cooperate with the federal government. But in this case, as it pertains to illegal immigration or i.e. votes in this city, or i.e. millions, perhaps billions of dollars in resources that's getting spent somewhere, it gets into politics. And look, we've got a mayor in this city that doesn't like law enforcement. He's even said it. If it was up to him, he'd scrap the fact that we even have law enforcement. He'd empty out the jails. That's his own words.
Yeah.
So it's a different ideology. But look, the Trump administration has called the expansion of federal immigration agents and National Guard troops and Border Patrol. Look, we've got Border Patrol boats up and down the Chicago River now with troops walking around. The visual is there. But anyway, the expansion into American cities, he calls it necessary and blasting Democrats for crime and lax immigration policies.
Yeah.
And watch out, Memphis, it's coming. Portland, it's coming. They're bracing for more federal law enforcement, a surge in those cities.
Does the shutdown impact that at all in terms of keeping those guys active?
Yeah, from what I understand, it doesn't.
Wow.
We're told that immigration action across the country is not going to stop just because the government shut down.
Good.
A lot of that is paid for and from the big, beautiful bill.
It's true. Jeff Manasa, we appreciate the insight, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Great
you
stuff, bet. Jeff. Yep. Thanks.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso there. Hey, coming up, and just to schedule this a few minutes ago, because I've been trying to, we thought about doing it yesterday and we didn't have the extra time. But coming up in the next hour, we're going to get St. Charles County Councilman Joe Brazel is going to join us to talk about that resolution County Council passed over there in honor of Charlie Kirk.
Awesome.
So we're going to get him on here about 8:20 this morning.
You mean what St. Louis County couldn't do?
Couldn't do, because heaven forbid you honor somebody who was murdered in cold blood like that because somebody disagreed with their opinion. It's a sad state of affairs.
Good for St. Charles.
Absolutely. Also, Charles Payne coming up as well at about 8:35, and I'd be anxious to get his take on, you know, is there any impact? Like, futures were down on the stock market today because the government shut down.
Only moderately, though.
Just moderately. Yeah. We'll see what Chuck thinks about all of that at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buck don't give a f-.
It's Warrior Woman Wednesday. Normally on this part of the segment on Wednesdays, we feature a woman out on social media who's just getting after it. A conservative advocate. We've had singers. We've had authors. We've had people, just housewives who are out there telling the truth. Well, today I turn to an unusual place to find my warrior woman, Hollywood. Yes, I'm turning to Hollywood to find this week's warrior, and she is dropping truth bombs in regards to Israel. She was recently interviewed on Fox News and basically eviscerated the 4,000-plus Hollywood elites who basically were calling Israel for genocide and calling the American government to stop all support to Israel in love of Palestine and Hamas. Well, Patricia Heaton was having none of it. She has countered with another petition. She got a few hundred Hollywood folks to sign it, but she was on Fox News the other day and just absolutely destroys Hollywood and their position and the lies they're telling about the Israeli-Palestine conflict. Listen to this.
So why did you feel the need to sign on to this letter?
Well, the original pledge that went out, I call the Hollywood Hamas pledge, because that pledge, signed by over 4,000 professionals, is a big old bucket of like Hamas propagandist slop. There's three very obvious lies right away in this original document. The first lie, the International Court of Justice ruled that Israel was committing genocide. That is a lie. The president of the ICJ went on the BBC and said, we did not find that Israel was causing a genocide. Lie number two, Israel is targeting civilians. How many times do we have to say this in the last 2 years that we've been going through this conflict? The IDF is the only army on the planet that regularly tells people when they're coming in, what they're doing by making phone calls, by texting people, and by dropping leaflets, and by giving them a way to get to safety. Right. It is Hamas who keeps their people there. Lie number three in this Hamas document, Israel's blocking aid to Gaza. It's a lie. Hamas is shooting aid workers. Hamas is stealing the aid. It is not Israel that's doing it. It's right. Hamas. Nowhere in this document do they say, release the hostages, have a ceasefire, and then we will, Israel will stop having to defend itself. I don't understand how anyone could have signed on to that document.
Actress wow. Patricia Heaton, go girl, go. I mean, she is absolutely got those elitists in Hollywood in her sights, and she's out there not just defending Israel either. She goes after other topics when they get off on one of their tangents and go after the president. Well, she is boldly
like James Woods. Yep. She's one of those whose name stands out in all of this. Loved her on Everybody Loves Raymond, and proud she's still
out
there.
I can think of Mel Gibson
giving him hell.
Yeah, Mel Gibson's yeah. out there. There's a lot of people out there fighting the propaganda of the left in mainstream media.
And talking about the hypocrites
yeah.
In Hollywood, and it's so true. Here's the thing I want to point out that we haven't talked about yet today. Let me wish all of my Jewish friends an easy fast. Tonight is Yom Kippur, which will be a day of atonement for people of the Jewish religion. They'll be going through that. Remember, the attack on October 7th happened just after all of that 3 years ago. And it was just, and people were coming off Yom Kippur, and then suddenly people are dropping out of the sky in parachutes and slaughtering Jews. And it was just sickening and disgusting. And the fact that today there are people out there, I listened to ArabCon the other day, they had it over the weekend, and they were laughing about that. They said they would never apologize for any actions by Hamas or the Palestinians.
Yeah.
There's a sickness in this world when it comes to hatred for Jews.
And the complete disrespect for human life of the hostages that they took, and not only cold-blooded murdered, but they would drag through the streets in celebration and have the people. And I'm not talking, you know, a few hundred people showing up for these celebrations. Thousands of Palestinians in the streets celebrating the murder of women and children and babies and people who were just at a music festival enjoying music. It was insane. And the fact that there is people in this country who think they would need to side with, you know, especially the strong support from the LGBT community, who they would throw off a building if they could because of their beliefs. But they're okay with supporting that kind of a religion that believes in killing you if you have a difference, whereas Israel has always welcomed the LGBT community.
Unfortunately, the left in this country is starting to take that approach. They'll kill you if they disagree with you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the fact that St. Charles County, in the land of the free out there, they saw fit to honor Charlie Kirk. Why couldn't St. Louis County do the same thing? We're going to talk to County Councilman Joe Brosold about 8:22. And Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network, one of my favorite guests, coming up at 8:35.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.